One, this is Sean Stewart of 586 Sports, Sean the Strategy Steward. In this video, I will be recapping week two and previewing week three of the English Premier League's Soccer Survivor on Splash Sports. Now, before I begin, if you are new to this channel, make sure you like, share, and subscribe to 586 Sports. And you can actually follow me on social media at 586 Sports with two S's. Now, I do want to make a couple of announcements. Now, yesterday, I did a video yesterday on previewing week one of college football. You can actually find that on the 586 Sports channel. As a matter of fact, you can also find it on the website as well. And then previewing week one of college football of the Power Four conferences, that video will be released tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. And then, not to mention, if you have not heard, we do have grid sheets. So we have grid sheets for Survivor, whether it's team, player, and against the spread. So that will be in the link description box below. So that way you can just get it and then subscribe. And once you subscribe to it, you'll get it for like the rest of the season. All right. And we do have a weekly newsletter that is new every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So all you have to do is go on our website, put your email address on the form, click on to get my first newsletter, head to your email, then click confirm, and then when you click confirm, you'll get your email, get that newsletter in 10 minutes, all right? So, now that we got that out the way, we are going to recap week two of the Premier League. So, last week, we had three games ended in a tie. Now, week one had one game tied. So right now I got one entry left on the Premier League Soccer on Splash Sports. But hey, the good news is at least there's more. Now, here's the results, okay? So we did had, so here's the ones that we got right. So the Arsenal won, we got them at 62% against Villa. Then Chelsea beat Brighton. We gave Chelsea a 48.6%. Then Manchester City beat Crystal Palace. Manchester City was a 58.6% of winning. Then Manchester United at 66.7 against Ipswich. Newcastle was 30.7% against Tottenham. And then 23.6 for Hull City at Coventry. And then Sutherland had a 38.1 chance beating Fulham. So Isidore had that score on the 75th minute. So right now Fulham is 0-2. Now for the draws, the biggest one that was surprising was Liverpool. Liverpool, we gave Liverpool a 65% chance. So that was a 2-2. Then Bournemouth had a 46.1 chance of beating Everton. That game ended being 1-1. All right, then Leeds, 37.3. All right, so that is the games. And then for the losses, Aston Villa had a 15.5 against Arsenal. Brighton had a 25.8. Coventry had a 50%. Crystal Palace had a 18.7. And then Fulham had a 33.1% chance, a winning percent chance against Sutherland. That was a road game. Okay, so got that out the way. And also want to point this out. So not only we're going to have this in video, we're also going to have that in audio. So you will see it on the when the page is established. Okay, so it's going to be a page of the video, and then it's going to be an audio which you can download while you're on the go. So just letting you know that. All right, so we are going to start off with the save as we are into week three. Okay, so as we got in our grid sheet, we gave Manchester City a 79% chance of winning home against Coventry City. Now, Jeremy Doku is a calf question. Matthews Nunes is about a 25% chance. That is for Manchester City. Now, Coventry are 0-2. Haji Wright is out long-term. The game is Saturday in Manchester. That will be a drive day. So if Manchester City are still on your card, this is the number, and most of the room will spin from there. Then the second one we got is Liverpool. We gave them a 60% chance of beating Ipswich Town. Now, Andrani Earl is no wins, two draws. Connor Bradley, Hugo Ikitelli, Giovanni Leone, and Joe Gomez are out. Federico Chisi is a backed out. Bradley Barcola just signed. Squad, not a lot to start. For Ipswich, Jaden Pelonchi and Jack Taylor are out. Emerson, Fontino Lewis, and Azar Matua need fitness tests. So 60% on the road is good. It is not a free square, so future value is why they stay a save if you can't avoid them. Then we got Arsenal. We gave Arsenal a 57% chance against Chelsea, as William Sabella is out with a back injury into November. Jurrien Timber is out with a groin injury at Villa Park. Christian Mazzara came out with a thigh, and Declan Rice limped off in the 85th minute. So unless Mikel Terra talks, Rice is a question mark. So right now, Chelsea is 2-0. Chelsea is my favorite team. Wilson Fontana is suspended. Jordan Henderson and Marco Pelistra is out. So Moises Caicedo is a doubt. Now Rice plays, 57% is live. So that's sits, and the number is stale. Then we got flex. We got flex. Now, for the flex, we gave Brentford a 58% chance home against Sutherland. This is actually one of the best picks in the sheet if you refuse to spend Manchester City, Liverpool, or Arsenal. Now, Sepp Van Dingberg and Anthony Malambo are out. Madinis Jensen is a doubt. Now, as for Sutherland, Simeon Andrina is out. Danian Mantelli is banned, so this is like a mid-board play. Then, Brighton, 53% against Leeds United. Now, Kanoro Matoba, Yakari Mantula, and Evan Ferguson and Stefanos Zimis are out. Now, Yasmin Yari and Georgino Rutter are Saturday doubts. So Leeds are without Joe Rogan. Lila Gurig is a maybe. So 53% with that list is usable. So not a haver. Then we got Aston Villa at 52% at Hull City. That's a road game. Now Aston Villa is 0-2. They still have not put a shot on target this season. Armando Onana is out for the year. Joel Gomez is suspended. Leon Bailey, Brian Modolo, and Johan Mazabi are out. Leon Gortega is a doubt. Now, Hull City is 2-0. Newcastle at 42% home against Bournemouth. Now, Jolan and Dan Byrne are out. Tino Lavermonto is a calf doubt. Bournemouth is missing Anil Abdul, Julian Araujo, and Eli Jr. Caroli. 42% is not a lock. Then we got Manchester United 42% at Everton. Carlos Bellua, Ahmad Diallo, and Miguel Gart are out. So right now they are, as Mason Mount and Mathis Delet are Sunday doubts. Christian Nogard is out for Everton. So that's the same number as Newcastle. Same warning. Do not pick United just because of the badge. So Nottingham Forest has a 37% against Tottenham. Fulham has 40% versus Crystal Palace. Everton has 31% versus Manchester United. So those are flex leftovers. None of those should be your first option. As for the traps, Coventry City has an 8% at Manchester City. Ipswich Town has an 18% chance against Liverpool. Sutherland has an 18% at Brentford. Then Hull City has a 23% versus Aston Villa. Bournemouth have a 32% at Newcastle. Then Crystal Palace has a 32% at Fulham. Jean-Philippe Matilla is out, as I said before. Then Tottenham has a 35% at Nottingham, as the Spurs are 0-2 with zero goals. Xavi Simons and Wilson Dolbert are long-term. Dijon Kulusevski and Pape Mantarsar are out or limited. Savio and James Madison are Saturday doubts, so that's how tickets die. All right, for the pick of the week. So if Manchester City are available, Manchester City over Converti City, that's a 79% home. That is the pick. Now, if City has been used on your grid sheet on Splash Sports, Brentford over Sutherland, 58% at home. You keep Liverpool and Arsenal. Now, if City and Brentford are gone, Liverpool at Ipswich, noting the squad is thin, or wait on Arsenal until Mikel Arteta confirms Declan Rice. So you don't want to make Manchester United, Newcastle United, Nottingham Forest, or Tottenham your week three lifeline. So that is all my picks for week three of the English Premier League soccer. If you have any questions, comments, anything about week three, you can now on a newsletter, you can actually schedule a point with me. It's like a 15 minute counseling. So it could be whether like the English Premier League, college football, or the NFL Survivor. So take care. You guys have a nice and wonderful week. I will see you next week.